At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Operator Tyler standing by. Your phone calls, new poll question coming up this hour. And it's over. It's over for Ben Simmons. Out for the rest of the season due to a back injury. He played 15 games this season because of the injury. He missed 38 consecutive games. And he's been out the past five games, averaged 6 points, almost 8 rebounds, and 5.5 assists. Man, you go back to when he first got into the league, great defender, all-star, rookie of the year, and here we are. And some, I don't know if it's psychosomatic. I don't know if he does have injuries, serious injuries, bad luck. Does he really want to play? That's what I've always wondered. Like, how bad do you want to play? Sometimes when you're so talented, you're not used to needing motivation. You're just, I walk out there, I play, and I'm really good. But when you're not really good, when you're not fully healthy, do you want to play? And I don't know if Ben really wants to play. Because it always seems like, man, I don't know. You play through injuries. You're not going to play through something that could, you know, jeopardize your career. I understand that. But imagine being 6'9", that ability to be able to go out there and be able to be an all-star. You walk out on the floor, you're a 6'9 point guard. Just having that luxury, that opportunity. And maybe it doesn't matter to him. He got paid a lot of money. I just don't know if he ever truly wanted to play. Maybe put in the time. I said before when I saw him at LSU, and they missed out on the tournament, which is hard to do if you're a really good player and miss out on the tournament. And I watched him play, and I go, I think he's shooting with the wrong hand. And people, you know, we laughed about it. And I said, no, I'm being serious. I think he was taught, and he was shooting with the wrong hand because he wasn't a good shooter. But he was still that good that he could be an all-star, rookie of the year. And he had court presence. He knew how to play the game. It's just, I don't know if he wanted to play the game. Or when it became tough, if he wanted to put in the extra time to play. And I don't know the severity of this. They talked about it being an impingement. I don't know if he needs surgery, but he's out for the rest of the year. Yeah, Paulie.
4 years ago, Ben Simmons was first-team all-defense, third-team all-NBA. He was an all-star. He was fourth for defensive player of the year. He was averaging 17 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, and a block. And if it had just stayed at that, let's say he never became an offensive player, that would have been in retrospect, that would have been fantastic.
Well, yeah.
You know what bothers me on this whole situation? Yeah. Like, you were talking about him. He could be really injured, and it's real. But because of his demeanor and because of the stories about him sitting out, it makes guys like us question whether he cares or loves it. And it could be real injuries that are really affecting him. And he is trying, but the feel we get is that he doesn't care. Whatever reason, that's a feel.
Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
Is there anybody else in that what-if category because you question their passion for the game? Not, I'm not talking about like guys like Grant Hill or Penny Hardaway. You didn't really question.
Oh, no. No.
No, that was injuries. But guys like Ben Simmons, like Paulie said, even though it might be like real serious, is there anybody else where you're like, man, he was good, but man, if he loved the game and just wasn't a genetic, you know, lottery winner?
I always thought Jay Cutler, I don't know if he loved football. I think he was really good at football. I just don't know if that was a priority to him. But he gave you the impression that it wasn't a priority. Like, just his demeanor, where you go, I don't know if he really cares. Yes, Todd.
Didn't you wonder that about, like, Bill Laimbeer? I thought that name came up a while back, that he was good at basketball, but wasn't sure if he was, like, really passionate about his days in the NBA.
Mm-mm, never.
Not him?
Never questioned him. No, he wanted to play. He loved to play. He'd still love to play if he could. No, he's a fiery, fiery competitor. I mean, he coached in the WNBA, and he had the same demeanor that he did when he played. But no, I wouldn't question whether he wanted to play or not. Yes, Marvin?
And on the opposite end, Joey Votto would love nothing more than to play right now. And it's, you know, certain guys like Jay Cutler or Ben Simmons, their demeanor gives off, I'm just really good at it, and I do it because it pays me a lot of money.
And I guess as fans, we want to see that you're passionate. We're passionate about watching you play. We want to make sure that you're passionate about playing. And sometimes you just don't get that. And sometimes it's just body language, and it's not even fair to the athlete. But they look like they're disinterested. Yeah, Paul.
I think Kawhi Leonard gets a little bit of that. He clearly is a top-end player, not comparing to Ben Simmons. There was a point where he was a top three player in the league. He's had a lot of injuries that appear real. But his demeanor gives him the air of he rests when he might not need to rest. And I'm trying to be fair. I think that's a collective opinion of him.
Yeah, there are times when you look at him and you go, I don't know if he loves this or not. If he's happy, he's sad. How important this is to him. And once again, it's not always fair to the athlete when you're trying to read into things. With Ben, I don't know Ben. I think we had him on once maybe, but I don't know him. And, you know, people that I've spoken to, somebody used to be on the coaching staff, ask about Ben. And they said, you know, it's you're just not sure what's going on in his head. You know, they didn't know how to motivate him. That was, you know, the person who was on the coaching staff, his words. And I don't know where he goes from here. We always love probably a second chance or third chance, huh?
Probably to his yacht.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Are you devastated? Like, Carl Anthony Towns is out for a while. He's got torn meniscus. And don't know if he'll be back this season. But, you know, you're never quite sure. You know, guys who've never been injured, then they get injured, and they're like, oh, my God. And then you're not playing, and then do you get in bad habits? Do you care? Do you really want to get back? Are you nervous about getting injured again? You know, those kind of things. When I see guys who get injured, and then they come back, and even if they get injured again, they don't want to quit. You know, you want to keep coming back. You want to be aggressive to be able to come back. You know, Kevin Durant coming back from the Achilles. I mean, those are devastating injuries. You know, here's Kirk Cousins. He wants to play again. Aaron Rodgers said that he wants to play a few more years after, you know, coming back from his Achilles injury. That's what you're looking for. You want to know if it really matters. You really care. You want to be great. And it's always strange when you say that or people look at you like, of course I want to be great. How much do you want to be great? How much do you love your sport? And there are guys who play and, you know, I don't know if they love playing. They're just really good at playing. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Mike Tyson's got another fight that'll be coming up this summer against Jake Paul. I guess it's legit. I hope it's legit. I don't know what the rules are. Like, Mike's not allowed to hit hard or something? Like, what would the rule be? Mike can only punch you with his right hand? Yes, Eden?
I feel like at 57, Mike can still hit awfully hard.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, he's got old man strength. But
he's got formerly brutally strong and can smash your face in young guy morphed into old man strength.
I think there's a 30-year difference between these two. But I think hasn't Jake Paul been calling out people? Didn't he call out Canelo Alvarez too? I mean, he's very smart at picking the right guy. The right guy who is you know, out of his sport, or maybe should be out of his sport at the tail end of his career, and you're like, all right, I'm going to fight this guy. And he, by all accounts, seems to be a legitimate fighter. He's just, he's not going to be fighting, you know, the guys who are fighting for, you know, titles. But he is, he's made a lot of money. He has. Yeah, Paul.
Like you said, I think a lot of people tune in to see Jake Paul get knocked out someday.
Yeah.
Because they think he's a young, brash guy who got there in a non-traditional fashion.
I think people did that with Conor McGregor.
Which has kept this whole thing going for Jake Paul is that once he gets knocked out, the whole thing's over. You know, the whole run and
yes.
20 million. I've always wondered, not accusing, always wondered if as a businessman, Jake Paul would talk to the people he's fighting and saying, there's a gravy train that's going to be going on for the next 10 years. Want to be part of it? And encourage them to do the right thing in the
fight. Yeah, but you'd only get one fight with him. I don't think he's fought anybody twice, has he?
I know.
So why would, I'm not going to sign up for your gravy train. Maybe, if you said, hey, go through the motions here. Let me keep this gravy train going. Be like, no, I want to knock you out. I want the gravy train derailed. All right? I want to kick your caboose. Yes, Marv. See what I did with that? A little gravy train. Yes, Marv.
Kabloop. Mike Tyson and Tiger Woods, they're in that category of no matter how old they get, you still want to see them.
I'd watch that fight.
Is there anybody else? Oh,
or even golf. I would watch them golf against each other.
Is there anybody else in that category, like no matter how old they get? You know what? I'm going to tune in for that.
I think Serena Williams got there, where at the end of her career, you're like, man, she can still win. Fighters are always tricky because it's like one punch. You know, you think, man, I don't know. Hey, if he catches you, you know, with Tiger, Tiger's got to put together four great rounds. That's the problem. I don't know if he's healthy enough, can be consistent enough to put together four really good rounds. Tyson needs one punch. That's it. But yeah, I'd be curious about it. But I'm only curious if Mike really wants to win. Like he goes in there with the black shoes. He got the cutoff hoodie and just goes in there, black trunks, and takes care of business. That would be fun. I just hope it's not one of those, hey, no hitting above the you know, the shoulders or something. Yeah, Marv.
You know what? Is it just the idea of Mike Tyson and Tiger Woods more so than them actually performing? Like, you know what? I think they can still do it. It's just the idea of seeing Mike. Like, this isn't 1990 anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I think Tyson had a workout where he was showing that he was hitting the speed bag or something. And you're just like, damn. Yeah. All it takes is one of those. Yeah, Paulie.
It is like seeing a band from your childhood. And the guy can't necessarily hit the high note or run around like he used to.
It's like when you see Paul McCartney and you go, okay, maybe I'm amazed he can't get where he needs to, but it's still McCartney up there.
Yes,
Marvin.
Sorry, going back to George Foreman, I just saw clips of him fighting Joe Frazier. I see why everybody was scared of George Foreman.
Wait, knocked Joe Frazier off his feet.
He punched him. Joe Frazier skips. Like, he jumps.
He punches him into the air. And Joe Frazier, that didn't happen to Joe Frazier. And we were talking about that when we were Kings, that documentary with Ali and Foreman. They showed Foreman working out with the larger bag, not the speed bag, but
the heavy bag.
He was hitting it so hard that he left an indentation in it. And they said it was like, you know, the size of a grapefruit. The bag itself, because he was hitting it so hard. So imagine how many body blows Ali took back in 1974. He's hitting him. You see what it does to the heavy bag. He's hitting Ali as hard as he can, as many times as possible. And I think people at the time thought, you got to stop that fight. And Ali just had a game plan. I can't imagine if he got into the room, his locker room, and he's sitting around and what, Bundini Brown or, you know, his corner people. It's like, all right, champ, what are you thinking here? What are you thinking? Well, I'm going to be against the ropes and I'm going to let him hit me as many times as he wants and he's going to tire out. No, come on, champ. You're goofing around here. No. I'm going to call it the rope-a-dope. I'll be on the rope and he'll be the dope and he's going to punch himself out, and I'm going to knock him out. Oh, champ. Okay. Champ leaves the locker room. His camp goes, let's put some money on George Foreman. That didn't actually happen. They're just saying, imagine trying to tell somebody that's your philosophy here. I'm going to let him hit me as hard as he wants for as long as he wants, and then he'll tire out. What's the new poll question for the final hour? Seton O'Connor.
Right now, Dan, we've got some pretty surprising results with Caleb Williams. Would he be better off sitting a year in the NFL?
All right.
Right now, we're up to almost 70% said yes.
Okay.
Is that just common, like, not common knowledge, but like wisdom of sitting usually benefits?
I think we've seen a lot of instances where sitting has helped a quarterback. And I don't know if we go, oh, he should never have sat because it hurt him. I don't know if we've kept track of those quarterbacks.
Like, we sat him too long. Yeah. Dang it.
Steve McNair sat, I think, for 3 years. And then, you know, eventually played. Chris Chandler, I think, was the quarterback.
Rodgers, Love, Rivers, those guys sat at least two seasons.
Well, but they sat because there was somebody really good in front of them. This is a situation where you're not going to have somebody really good in front of you. I think that's the key. Alex Smith was really good with Kansas City. They won 12 games that previous year. And then Rodgers is behind Brett Favre. You know, the Niners had Steve DeBerg start instead of Joe Montana. Dan Marino didn't start the season, his rookie season with Miami. Peyton did. John Elway did. And they were routinely criticized, laughed at by the way they played. You know, Peyton was not good his rookie year. John Elway struggled his rookie year. Yeah, Paul.
You know, you mentioned Steve McNair. For those who don't remember him, he came out of Alcorn State, real small school. He sat his first 2 years, and he really didn't hit his stride. He didn't make a Pro Bowl to age 27. Mm. They stuck with him. But then at age 30, he's the league MVP.
Yeah.
They were very patient, Tennessee.
Yeah. Let me see. Duke in Idaho. Hi, Duke. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, 6'1", 215, trending in the wrong direction.
Oh, okay.
I'm a day late on this one, but towards the end of your show yesterday, y'all were talking about the epidemic of the voice fry thing, and I think you guys put it on the Kardashians or something.
Yeah.
Well, NPR Morning Edition, believe it or not, just recently had a story on this whole thing. And they trended it back to the Valley Girl days and, like, you know, the high talk, like, totally awesome. And it evolved, or I guess devolved, into this voice fry thing. And they actually did mention the Kardashians, how they kind of validated it on their first season. And now it's just, you know.
All right. Well, thank you, Duke. Yeah. I didn't really notice it. Now I want to unnotice it. But you'll hear that on some of these shows where it'll be like you start talking and then you fade off. But I don't know if it's a vocal cord fry. It's just more of you just kind of extending something, trailing off there.
Going to the lower part of your throat.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like somebody says, hey, I'm going to do this and it'll be cool. Okay. Or you get, you know, or like, that there are people who can't put together more than three words, four words, and then they go, like, or, you know, my kids. And I'll go, you don't need like, you don't need, you know. And they go, what do you mean? I go, just say what you want to say. Don't go in and you know, like, and you know. And I'm like, okay, yeah. I don't know if you need those words. Like, yes, Paulie.
According to WebMD, vocal fry is a shortening of the vocal folds. By dropping your voice down, you actually make your vocal folds, they call them, pop against each other and causes that And they said it's not good for you and could cause irritations to your throat.
Okay, but why did we start it to begin with is what I want to know.
Somewhere along the line. Became like, this is how you sound smarter. What you're saying is actually more impactful if it's done more like this.
We sound like an NPR podcast right now.
I guess then I understand that.
there are a few things better than when, say, we'll all be sitting waiting to get on a Zoom meeting with something, and someone says, anyway, I'll be leading. And everyone immediately looks at each other like, oh, God, what just happened? What? Oh, no.
We were on a Zoom call, I think it was last year. Hypothetically, we're on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
And,
oh, God.
I was given a heads up, like, oh, you know that thing I was talking about with the vocal cord thing? Like, there's a woman on, hypothetically, on the Zoom call, and she does that. And as soon as she did it, I went, and felt bad, but it was like, oh, my God. She actually does that.
Some people actually have a condition. It's not very funny.
Is that what it is?
This is my voice.
Let's take a break. We're back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I saw this story about the Iditarod. Takes place in Anchorage, Alaska. Iditarod officials on Wednesday imposed a two-hour time penalty on a musher, Dallas Seavey, for not properly gutting the moose he killed during the race earlier this week. I guess the moose became tangled up with Seavey and his dog team early Monday, about 12 hours after the race officially started. One dog injured and was flown back for care. The musher then kills the animal, and I guess he didn't do it properly. He's won the Iditarod 5 times.
Yeah, he's a legend in the mushing community.
Mushing. He used a handgun to shoot and kill it, and then I guess he didn't gut it properly.
Yeah, he was in his rights to protect his dogs from the moose.
I think they call it dressing.
Yeah, dressing, yes.
Yeah, dressing.
And he protected his dog. His dog had to be flown to a hospital for a treatment. But then he was supposed to fully dress the moose before he left the site. Mm. so it could be not left at the side of the road.
Hmm.
And apparently he did not spend enough time doing it, and that is a penalty. I love that in a sport where moose dressing is in the rules, like in regulations.
And you can bring a gun.
Right.
So that's part of the race that he had his gun with him.
I think you need one, actually. Like, yeah. You need to bring a gun.
Good thing he had it.
He is still in the race. He is still leading, and we'll keep an eye on it.
Okay.
You know what I think is one of the crazier parts of the story, too, is that when he killed the moose, it was 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, but he's still racing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The dude's like out racing, trying to get to like the next town or whatever. And he's like, oh, crap, it's 1:30 in the morning. I just had to shoot this moose real quick. And now the time is going to kill me. I gotta gut this thing properly.
Yeah.
Right, but you don't be mushing at like 5:30, rush hour traffic. 1:30 in the morning.
That would be mush hour.
Mush hour.
Oh!
There you go. Crushing this one. That seems
mush
like
hour.
Mush hour. And they call it Mush Madness.
Oh,
in all seriousness, that's
not what it is. Okay,
yeah, Mush Madness.
Okay,
yeah, did arrive.
Fair enough. Paulie has a Ben Simmons stat of the day.
It's not very positive. Ben Simmons.
He was out for the year.
Yeah, he's out for the year with a back.
I think people are going to be surprised that he was even in for the year. Now he's out for the year. That maybe you didn't even know.
He's making $38 million this year. He'll make $40 million next year, whether he plays or not. And so Ben Simmons, in the past three seasons, including this one, has started 45 games. He's made $93 million to start 45.
That's
games.
Pretty good for Ben Simmons.
Start of the day, start of the day, start of the day,
start of the day.
Start of the day, start of the day, start of the day, start of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Brad in North Carolina. Hi, Brad. What's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, you were talking about Russell Wilson earlier, and it made me think of what if I'm blanking on his name. The guy that he's this is embarrassing. Don't get old, Dan.
I am old. You know what, Brad? We'll put you on hold. Paulie will try to help you.
Yeah, let's talk Brad through this.
Yeah, we can.
What do you got? Take your time.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, so we'll
bring you back.
We'll bring him back.
Yeah,
bring him back. Rick in Ohio. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Like, I'm an everyday listener, and this is my second time calling, but I'm curious why Seattle's not trying to make a splash. The Seattle Seahawks. I think a guy like Saquon Barkley could help them out tremendously with the weapons they have on the outside to spread the field, and a guy back there, quarterback, that can sling the ball with a new coach. I'm surprised they're not trying to make any noise.
Well, you got Kenneth Walker. Like, I don't know how. I mean, Saquon's going to cost you $10 million. I don't know their salary cap situation. I don't know what their offensive philosophy is, if it's any different than it used to be. But I mean, Saquon Barkley can play on my team, but I don't know, you know. How much do you want to spend on your running backs? Yeah, Pauline?
I went back to talk to Brad, the caller, who had the freeze-up. Yeah, he hung up.
Oh, Brad.
I think he was referring to Joe Namath.
Come on, Bradley.
Based off our Tyler, the moderator.
Okay, so Tyler talked to him?
Yeah, but Brad tapped out.
All right. Well, call back.
I'm a little disappointed in Brad. I thought he would figure it out. I was rooting for him.
Well, yeah. Said don't get old. We all get old.
People are asking this fella, Chiefs, someone or other, sports guy Sean, is asking what are Liam Neeson movie titles for moose mushing Iditarod stories. Because we had yesterday, we had Lethal Shooter.
Yes.
And we had Harden the Paint.
Yeah. Okay, so Liam Neeson.
Hooves from Hell?
Ooh.
They have hooves?
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 It's probably pretty simple movie title for Liam Neeson. I don't know.
Cold Pursuit's already taken.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Oh, crap.
But I could see him in the Iditarod, but then there's bad guys who are in the Iditarod.
What if it was like, instead of Frontier, it's like Front-Fear?
There you go. We're workshopping.
Mm.
It's like Fear. Mm. Front-Fear. Not frontier. Mm. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Tundra of death.
Okay.
Too far? Tundra of death.
Something with the word termination needs to be in there.
Termination.
Yeah, termination, like...
God, if you made a Liam Neeson movie where if he's a Iditarod musher, like an old guy who's a classic Iditarod musher, and somehow his sled is packed with heroin unintentionally, and drug dealers are chasing him, and he has to use a certain set of skills to get through it and win the race.
I think he's got a bomb on it, so it's a Iditarod version of Speed.
Boom, bingo. Let's go.
And he can't slow down.
Right.
And then you root for the dogs because he can't slow down, because if he slows down, the bomb goes off.
I'm telling you, I'd watch it.
Yes. Yes, Mo.
You just call it Can't Slow Down? Just like Speed.
Yeah.
You don't have to get even, you know, all that detailed. Can't Slow Down.
No, how about Don't Stop? Liam Neeson. In theaters Friday.
Terminal Dressing. What happens when a moose?
Dominica in Charlotte. Hopefully I got that correct. Dominica?
Yes. Yes, you did. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dominica.
And I'm also, I'm a Cincinnati native, by the way.
Oh, well, that's great.
But hey, listen, the reason I'm calling, I wanted to call about the vocal fry.
Okay.
I am a voice actor. And around the, I want to say, 2010s. Early 2010s is where we started seeing a seismic shift in everyone wanting the vocal fry thing. It started with the Paris Hilton show. I can't remember the name of that show she had in the early 2000s. Then it really amped up when the Kardashians came out with their show.
Was that Simple Life with her and Nicole Richie?
Yes, yes, and that. Oh my God,
that's hot.
And all that.
That's hot.
And you know, and I don't want to do it because I'm on my way to a VO convention. I don't want to fry my vocal cords. But that's what everyone wants. That's what the casting directors want. So people like me, who may have a smoother, softer cadence, when we want to get casted, they say, well, you know, we really want someone, you know, to really do the vocal fry. Well, you know, and really care. And it's just... it's a challenge.
You know what? Maybe your voice and my voice could get together.
Hey, I think so.
Yeah.
Because we can.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you, Dominica.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. She's a voice actor. Going to a convention.
Maybe we should start doing this then.
Solomon in L.A. Hey, Solomon.
Oh, hey, Dan, you know, I do want to talk Lakers, but I do have to comment on the Moose Lush Iditarod story.
Yep.
I got a kick, and I'm born and raised in L.A., and they're dressing the moose. Well, obviously, the guy did not come from Beverly Hills, or he would have known exactly how to dress that moose.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Anyway, my attempt at humor failed, but, you know, the Lakers, the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde of this league, as a Laker fan, I'm pulling my hair out. The outhouse to the penthouse, back down to the outhouse. Maybe you can help me out this morning. I cannot get a read on this team. They get up for the good teams, and they beat some good ones. You know, they'll beat OKC. They'll beat Boston. They sort of own the Clippers this year, and then they barely beat the Wizards. And I don't know what it was last night. It almost felt like after a quarter they went, yeah, we could beat these guys in the playoffs. And I'm going, excuse me, you have to get ahead of them first before you can,
Yeah, but Solomon, you shouldn't be surprised. I mean, I'm surprised that you're surprised. This is who they are. And I thought that they were going to be a formidable team. I thought that the roster was a little bit fuller here. But as we saw last year, you know, they got nervous in the playoffs with a couple of players that they didn't want to play. They let De'Aaron Fox go for 44 points last night. By the way, De'Aaron Fox is one of those guys that when you watch and you go, why isn't he a bigger star? Because he's had 7 40-point games this season. Only Luka, Joel Embiid, and Giannis have had more.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Eric in Santa Clarita. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, bud.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Good.
6'4", 200, sopping wet.
Okay.
Just talking, hearing about you talk about the vocal fry and stuff. I want to know, how do you warm up your amazing voice, your, you know, your mouth, your lips before each show?
I just yell at Fritzy, and that's it. I just come in and yell at him for a few minutes.
Oddly enough, it's by speaking to us as little as possible all morning.
That is true. I don't.
It's by saying almost nothing to us in the morning.
I don't say anything. I don't gear up for it. I've never done anything to train my voice. Nothing. It just that this is what it is.
By the way, the two front runners for the Liam Neeson movie title right what's this fellow's name? Jimmy Two Hats said Ungutted is the name.
Ooh.
That is strong.
I'm tuning into that.
Okay.
Someone else said Iditarod.
Iditarod. Ooh.
Which is pretty strong. And then we also have Icy Death, which
okay.
sounds, that's probably already taken.
Very simple. Very. You don't want to over, what was the snowplow one?
Cold Pursuit.
Yes.
That's a good movie.
Okay. I stumbled upon that. When I get done with the show, I usually watch something that has nothing to do with sports. And I'm flipping through, just, I need something to kind of, I don't know, decompress. And I see a snowplow movie with Liam Neeson. And I go, that's me.
You had me at snowplow.
That was it.
You've seen this, right?
Yeah, a couple of times.
It's almost an artsy bad guy movie. It's got some, like, Coen Brothers to it.
Oh, I don't know if it was funny.
No, but like dark funny.
Oh, like, it was serious as hell to me.
When a snowplow decapitates someone, I laugh.
I know, but they got the snowplow out, and then all of a sudden, it's on. Liam Neeson, Cold Pursuit, theaters, Friday. Yes, Paul.
Here's one more for the Iditarod. It may not work. I may get a thank you, Todd. Gnome Chance in Hell. The Iditarod finishes in Nome, Alaska, I think. Gnome Chance in Hell? Place of the locals.
Mm.
No. Open it up in Nome. Have the whole thing.
Thank you, Todd. Right. Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls.
I asked for it.
What we learned, what's in store tomorrow after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Trying to come up with a Liam Neeson movie title if he was a musher on the Iditarod. Let's see, we have a couple here. This is from Ray Cross, Mush Little Baby. Another one is Terminal Darkness.
All right, nice and generic.
Yeah. I think this is real. I think we need to get this green lit or green lighted. Liam Neeson, Terminal Darkness. And then he's on the Iditarod. And then if he stops, there's a bomb on there. So it's just like the movie Speed. Now we need to get a female in there too.
Sure.
I don't know how we do that.
Jennifer Lawrence, you know, I don't know if she's too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But she would.
She might be a little too highbrow for this.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe we have Sandra Bullock do it again, where now all of a sudden it's another Speed movie. Cameo by...
Who's the bad guy?
I don't know. Who's the bad guy? Usually you don't know them. You don't want somebody who competes with Liam Neeson.
You should cast yourself as a detective, though, or something.
Okay.
Like, get yourself a little more, like, get people thinking, oh, no, Dan Patrick, why, you know, Wiley, veteran detective? He's seen this story before.
Maybe I play the so-called dumb cop.
Detective Dick Smothers.
Who is just smart enough to understand all, sort of a... You know, Columbo always came off as not quite sure, know what's going on here. Just like the police in Fargo, in the movie. Yeah, Francis McDormand. Yeah, we're not that smart, but we're smart enough to figure this out. Yes, Marv.
What about Josh Brolin for the bad guy?
Ooh, okay. All right, fair enough. Yeah, I think that might be up his alley. Yes, Todd?
Is there a scene where Kevin Bacon starts a flash mob in the middle of the Iditarod, and we could call it, like, Foot Moose?
Big setup, but not bad. Mm-hmm. Foot Moose.
What's great about it is the squeeze.
What's great is what?
The squeeze. Because it's like, well, let's see, Foot Loose. Oh, Moose rhymes with loose.
Oh,
let's
yeah,
see. How do I get this in there?
Yeah,
there's an Iditarod and a flash mob breaks out.
Why are they dancing in the freezing Todd, cold in the middle of a sled?
Todd hasn't said anything in 2 hours, and then he says Foot Moose.
And the big news about the Broncos, Justin Simmons.
Justin Simmons.
Foot Moose and Justin Simmons being released.
Yeah, I don't know if the other shows have picked up on that.
Like, and I had Bill Laimbeer not liking basketball.
Well, yeah, I
meant Kyle Kuzma or something.
Yeah, you put words in my mouth.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought that. That was an E on me.
Mike in L.A. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Dan.
Hey,
you know, I'm not here to talk sports. I'm only here to talk Liam Neeson.
Okay.
And I actually have the trailer to Liam Neeson's next movie.
Okay.
And it goes like this. In a land where wild animals are born to run free, Liam Neeson is the untaken. You can't have this moose. I'm going to save him. So he just goes around saving all these animals during the Iditarod.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Oh, so he's saving the moose.
And Liam Neeson is now Spanish based off that accent.
Beyond Dacon. Yes, yes.
I will hunt you down. I will find you, and I will dress you properly.
There you go.
Thank you, Tom. Mike in West L.A. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Dan. Good morning. Three quick things, and I'll hang up. Movie title, Musher and Moose.
Okay.
Then, secondly, I would love to hear you guys riff on what sports radio is like in Anchorage today, talking about Musher and the Moose. And then, lastly, I would love to see you get a specialist, someone, a sports reporter, like you did with the bass fishing story, to dive a little deeper and bring someone on tomorrow, and I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. I'll see if we take a step further here. Maybe we get Liam Neeson on, first of all, and see if he's interested in maybe we got a movie here. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Musher and the Moose does sound like a buddy cop movie based in Nome, Alaska.
Yeah. That's where you have a talking moose, and then you have the musher. Nobody knows that the moose talks.
Do you want an Iditarod reporter? We know some people.
No, not yet.
All right, think it through.
Let me see if something else happens along the way.
Development.
Yeah, a developing story. Yes, yes.
And it's Alaska's hot right now because of True Detective.
Oh, yeah.
The season that's out right now is in Alaska.
Yeah, Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Although I think the other police officer, I think she kind of stole the show there.
It's not a great season.
I only watched about 17 minutes worth.
Yeah, I'm for some reason, I don't really know why, but I'm three or four episodes in because I'm just kind of like, why am I watching this?
But then sometimes you get in and then you're like, okay, I can't turn back. Now I got to, watch the whole thing.
Well, I want to see how it ends.
Yeah, I know.
See what this damn payoff is.
Yeah, I never get that far. I'm like maybe halfway through an episode. And I go, probably not. Yeah, Paul.
Jodie Foster seems like one of those actresses that works every 6 years and crushes it and then just goes home. I mean, because everything she's like Inside Man, all those every movie she's in, she crushes and she's out.
This day in sports history.
All right.
Maybe the problem is this is TV and not a movie then.
That's a good point.
I'm saying that she didn't crush. She's not crushing.
Okay, 4 years ago today, that was my joke. Why is this sporting event important?
Okay.
The Indian Wells tennis tournament was canceled. I think it's in Palm Springs, COVID? California. 4 years ago today, it was called the coronavirus at the time.
Ooh.
It was the first sporting event, national big sporting event, that was canceled due to COVID. 2 days later, the Ivy League canceled their playoffs for basketball.
Remember we were watching the Big East tournament?
Correct.
I think right in front of us, and I go, what are you guys doing?
They played the first half.
They played the first half?
Yeah. 4 years ago today.
Crazy. Let's see. Let me see if there's anything else in here. 1982, the NCAA tournament selection is televised for the first time. And, I think that's it. All right, let's go around the room. What we learned in the program. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Mike Tannenbaum agrees with Ryan Leaf. What's the rush? It's okay to sit Caleb to learn for a while after drafting him.
Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, sitting Caleb is not the worst idea.
I know. Huh. Marvin.
Justin Simmons out of Denver.
Yeah, he got caught.
Huge story. You guys heard about that?
All pro safety.
Number 31. What are they doing? They just have Sertan now. They're going to give up like 90 points a game.
Bombshell news.
Yes.
Paul Anthony Towns got hurt.
Liam Neeson, dead sled.
Dead sled.
Okay.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the tech, the choice, it's now available in electric. It's electric. The vehicle's all electric, the feeling all Mercedes. Choice all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. Thanks for joining us. Our pleasure to serve you. Have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.